So in the context of being dead and the joy of being dead is understanding how that works in a practical manner in our lives. And I find that although it's uncomfortable to be vulnerable and share those things sometimes with other people, because we all want to look as though we're shining examples of Christ, we're all learning to be, to walk as Him and to grow up into all things in Him. So here's one of my growing up places. So when I, after leaving Kenya, I was, excruciatingly homesick. To such an extreme, it was hard to minister to anybody. And it was interfering with everything. Now, I at first just thought of it as something that, you know, one goes through when they find their purpose, when they are so attached to a place, a people, a call, that this is just what happens. And I was basically putting up with it. And it was starting to really interfere with my relationship with Holy Spirit. And He made that very clear. And the only way I found out is by taking time to really commune with Him and speak with Him. And when He told me that those emotions, He wasn't calling the emotions bad. He wasn't, condemning me or even chastening me per se. But He was letting me know when I was speaking with Him very directly about how I felt, how it was very difficult to function. And he told me point blank that it was interfering with Him and I. Now, when you get that from the living God Himself, you know you've got to let it go. Now, I didn't actively let it go. I didn't say, now I declare that I will let this go. You know, none of that. No self-effort whatsoever. I just said, okay, get rid of it. Whatever it is that's interfering between you and me, Holy Spirit, it is not worth it. And I will not, I'm not willing to risk that. So just as of last night, you know, it's not a long time. It's only whatever amount of hours I slept and a couple hours after. I found that I woke up this morning without that really sickened feeling, you know, of being lost, of being lonely, of being, completely fish out of water. I didn't wake up with that. And you know what is amazing about that? Is that, I think I passed that. I'm just going to put that on. I can feel something boiling to the surface that He really, really, really wants to pour forth, pour out, express, even explode to you and to anyone who's going to be listening. And what that really is, it is about being dead. Now, I had no joy. In fact, I had to ask Him. I said, I need my joy back. I have no joy. I've left this place where I know I was called. You made me for this purpose. You made me for this time. You made me for this people. And before the foundation of the earth, and yet I'm here in another place where I don't belong and I don't want to be anymore. And the struggle was so difficult. But when He told me, your emotions, your feelings about this are actually interfering with you and me. This is Holy Spirit speaking to me. That was the slap in the face I needed to come to myself. But I couldn't overcome it. Nonetheless, I still, you know, I'm dead. How is a dead person going to make these emotions go away? I couldn't do anything about it. What I could do, I couldn't actively do anything about it and make it stop, is what I'm trying to say. What I could do is say to Him, all right, if that's interfering with you and I, get rid of it. And the risk was, this was the risk, and this is why we often won't hand over things to Him. The risk was that what if when you take it away, I don't feel that way about that country anymore or those people? I had to trust Him that He could take the burden and the pain and the loss and even the emotional charge of it, and He would still leave me with my purpose. And He did. And now I actually can be here where I still am, preparing for that place, but not being in a place of such debilitating sadness that, you know, ministry suddenly was not going to occur, which is not what he's called me to do, to stop all ministry while I prepare for Kenya or Africa. That is not what he's called me to do. So that example, the reason I'm sharing that example is that is how simple it is. But the only reason it wasn't happening for the last 10 days or 12 days, whatever it is, the time I've been back, is because I wasn't really relenting. I wasn't yielding. I was saying, comfort me with this. Okay, you're giving me these uncomfortable feelings because you want me to go there and you don't want me to forget. You know, I had all kinds of justifications for feeling this. Now, where did he say we were supposed to lose our joy? Where did he say that I'm going to give you a call that is going to be so intense that you will have no joy? There is no scripture for that. He wants our joy to be full. The only way our joy is to be full is if we are dead. Because I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Now it's not about my feelings for a nation. It's about his love for a people. And that's the difference. He told me last night something that was so special and did make me cry. He said, well, after I asked him, why do you love me so much? And he was showing me what the love that I had given to those people. And it was his love. It wasn't human love. It was supernatural. It was the Father's heart given to those people who have been so disparaged, so made small, so made to feel they were worthless. And he gave them worth again and value and love and edified them to no end through me. And what he said to me last night was, thank you for loving them. And I was amazed. But had I not even there in Kenya been dead to my own feelings about being in a nation that was so disordered, in such disarray, and so much poverty and disease, if I had not given that away to him, I couldn't have loved them. So it's constantly going back to, it's not about Jesse Campbell, look at what she can do. It's going back to, I'm dead. Who I was is dead. My alignment with Satan is gone. It's finished. It is finished. I don't live in that place anymore. I don't belong to the line of Adam. I belong to the line of Christ. And when I actually live like that, only through Holy Spirit teaching me how to walk in that, I can't do it on my own. It's a supernatural process. When I do that, I will have, and so will everyone else, constant joy. Our joy will be full because we know we are one. And because we know that our joy isn't based on what we get, what we're doing, what our circumstances is, how much we have. It's not based on that because that's dead. Our joy is based on, this is the crux of the whole thing, is based on that we are crucified with Christ already, completely. Until we face that, until we acknowledge it, until we accept it, until we start to walk in that truth, there is no permanent lasting joy. That's why it's the joy of being dead. That's why he's called it that, because it's the crucifixion that brought joy to us. Because just like people arguing, which, you know, I've had recently, arguing about, but you can still be, you still can sin so badly that, you know, you're not going to go to heaven and you will lose your place. They're still living in pre-cross reality. That's the whole problem. We are post-cross. We are dead. And now we live. And that's the only way Christianity is a triumph. If we do it any other way, we are going to live in defeat. We're going to live in ups and downs. We're going to live in the roller coaster of reality. And we're going to be dictated to by Satan, by people, and by our own emotions. And it was amazing to find out that all I had to do was value my relationship with the Holy Spirit more than my feelings. But in most Christians' lives, and I've included myself in it because I was caught in that trap too, in most Christians' lives, they value how they feel over and above their relationship with God. And feelings become their idol. And it happened for me. I was so entrenched with it. The trick of the enemy will be is he will take something so good called You've Fallen in Love with a Nation. God's heart. He's written that nation on your heart. That's a beautiful thing. And the enemy took that to try to torment me emotionally. So I'd have no peace, I'd have no joy, and I would be a wreck. Until I went to Holy Spirit, which is what we all have to do, and fessed up. And this isn't a confession of, make me righteous, Lord. I am righteous. That's not the point. The point is, I wasn't living in truth. I was living as if a nation and a call were more important than my relationship with God Himself. Well, that's not the truth. How can that be true?